Semper Fi tattooed on his left arm. Spent a little more in the store for a tag. In the back it says USA. Won't buy nothing that he can't fix. With WD-40 and a Craftsman wrench. He ain't prejudiced. He's just made in America.
Welcome back to Rosie on the House this Memorial Day weekend, visiting with our good friend Tom Riley from Renovations, broadcasting from the Hacienda Inn in downtown Prescott. Tom, again, thanks for joining us this Saturday morning. Y'all had a big home show up here at Tim's Toyota Center last week.
While we play
yes,
with
we
the
did.
Microphone. I couldn't find the dang microphone.
There it is.
Yes, we did. We had a great home show. As a matter of fact, I think one of the nicest things out of the home show, we had what we call 21 qualified leads. 9 of those leads were Rosie recommendations.
Oh,
they
just,
came to
just,
us because we were Rosie on the House certified.
Just folks that knew of the brand and what we stand for and what we represent.
Yes, and that was I thought that was great. So almost damn near half of the people.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
Thanks for letting me know that. What kind of projects are people looking for right now?
There's a variety of different projects. I mean, we always have a good variety. Kitchens, baths, probably the most frequent at the home show was I have this old garden tub, in this old jacuzzi tub in my bathroom of my house that was built in the 70s and the 80s.
Probably hasn't been used
we
since
never used
then.
We never use it. What can we do with it? You know, what do you do? And I said, you know, we were jokingly saying that, you know, yeah, there's the garden tub graveyard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's getting bigger and bigger every day. We probably tear out one a month, you know, and put in big walk-in showers, replacing it with showers. Sometimes we replace it with just a freestanding tub. But for the most part, though, we make the showers bigger. You could put in dressing area, something like that. But I think that's one of the single biggest question, most frequently asked question that we get. Other things, we're seeing such a variety of things. We're seeing whole house remodels. And we're seeing major remodels in some homes. Like, you know, I'm just buying a new home and I want to remodel this home. A lot of the homes in the Prescott area are really ripe for remodeling, too. I mean, they were built in the 70s and the 80s. There was a big spurt in that particular time frame. And in that, there's a lot of homes out there that are looking like they were built in the 70s and the 80s.
Well, you know, a recent study by National Association of Home Builders is talking about what is driving people to remodel right now. What is some of the main motivators? And one of the main motivators is deferred maintenance. You know, I don't know about you, but I had a lot of clients back in 05, 06, 07 that in their mind were visioning a master bedroom blowout that would have an exercise area and a new big closet and bathroom. And it was going to be the master suite conversion. Well, you know, what happened in 07 and 08, they stopped. They held their breath, and they're still holding their breath. And that project is coming back around as a lot of times it's deferred maintenance. A lot of people haven't painted. They haven't touched their home in 7 years. And we're seeing a lot of deferred maintenance driving remodeling projects right now.
Very interesting. We've seen similar kinds of things. You know, sometimes we try to figure out what's motivating somebody to do something now as opposed to a few years ago. And since 07 and 08, most of the thing has been people just don't want to part with the money. They want to hang on to their money. They want to increase their savings. And in case the bottom falls out again, you know, we've been through the Great Recession now. And, you know, people just are still a little bit wary.
Employment numbers indicate that possibly we could start getting out of this. But I visited with, I was up here visiting with your group a month ago, 6 weeks ago. I was up in Boulder visiting with a group of contractors from all over the country up there. And they're all saying pretty much the same thing. It's hit and miss. You'll get a month or two where it just seems like, okay, it's the market is back. Everybody's ready to go. And then the phones will just go quiet for a couple months.
Yeah, they do. And we're trying to be fairly consistent with our marketing and keeping that going, letting people know that we're out there and what we do, and, you know, letting them know how we do it, which is a big thing. And our phone calls right now, I would tell you, we went down just a little bit this beginning part of this month.
Mm-hmm.
We usually get about 6 or 7 leads a week. And out of that, so January, February was real good. March was pretty good. April dropped to about 5 little bit over between 5 and 6 leads a week. And I think in the early part of May, we were down to like between 4.5 to 5 leads a week.
Well, another part of this home builder study is talking about these motivations for remodeling. A desire for better, newer amenities. I think quality of life is in the garden tubs. I'm sorry to say, Tom, that I installed a few of those back in the 70s.
That's okay. I think I wish, you know.
It's giving him work now. He's got something to tear out.
Well, I didn't install any up here.
Why don't you give me the names and addresses of where you install them, and I'll go rescue those folks.
Yeah. And then another motivator was just a need to repair, replace old compartments, a desire or need for more space. And the boomers in particular seem to be driving a demand. Boomers are kind of counterintuitive. The studies right now that we're seeing is boomers want to retire into bigger properties.
Well, the reason for that I'm finding more and more is that they're entertaining their grandkids. You know, and the kids are coming back and the grandkids are coming over. And that's something that we boomers just, you know, never really thought about when we were booming. You know, and now that we're getting a little bit older and the kids are out there and the grandkids, and it's like, wow, you know, I raised 2 or 3 kids and now I have 8 or 9 grandchildren. So there's a lot more people coming over, and they want a place where the grandkids can go and feel comfortable, you know, and a place where the adults can sit and feel comfortable. And we're seeing a lot of that.
I think my next house, and it's probably in the relatively near future, is a very small home. I'm thinking something in the neighborhood like 18 to 2,400 square foot. And it's just going to be a master suite, a living area, and a kitchen area. But I'm going to have the Dottie house. The guest house that is on the other side of the swimming pool, the other side of the backyard, and then that's going to be where all the grandchildren can come and gather, and then the courtyard in the middle will be the family hub.
Well, that sounds fun.
That's the vision I've got.
I like that. I always think, I'm gonna, when I see something clever or something I like or something that's well designed, I got to remember that for my next house. I got to remember that for my next house. Budget aside. So we're speaking extremely hypothetically.
One of our favorite phrases.
If you built your own house for you to live in, Tom, what would the exterior structure be?
For my house?
Yeah.
Concrete block.
Well, why anything else, right?
I was just curious. Being an Arcosani and a lot of different building materials in your, you know. So, yeah, I don't get.
Concrete block, metal. You know, some steel.
Absolutely.
You can't find a single builder that says, oh, no, wood. Yeah, I'll do wood.
No.
Anyone with it, always block. And it just blows my mind that you don't see it more in the construction. But I will say, I'm not going to do mine completely in block. I want to do a rammed earth front entry.
There you go.
A rammed earth front entry. As a matter of fact, we're talking to somebody right now about the possibility of doing an addition to a poured adobe house that my former partner did. But rammed earth would be good. I particularly like concrete and steel. I mean, and it's not cold or anything like that. I mean, the steel gets down to a nice patina, you know, and you can keep it at a particular patina, and it's got that rusty color to it, which I like that color.
The masonry homes are the ones that are going to be the lowest maintenance, which are the ones that can let you get out and tour this great state of Arizona so you're not at home caulking your stucco, right, and patching this and patching that. So one of the things we like to do and talk about here is the Arizona Staycation, and you can only register for it at one place. It's at rosieonthehouse.com. We draw a winner every month, and you as winner get to tell us where you want to go in Arizona. We arrange for you to pick up a vehicle at Sanderson Ford from any one of their cars in the demo lot stable. You can pick any one of those you want. Jennifer gives you a gas card. We find out where you want to go. We arrange for the lodging. And there's no blackout dates. It's where you want to go, when you want to go. And then on top of that, in the way of fun and outdoor living, we've got a couple great gift giveaways that we're working on right now.
Today, we actually have a Canyon cooler made in Flagstaff. The ice retention is incredible. The walls can be up to 2 inches thick.
Keeps ice for weeks, not days.
It does. We use them when we're catering crawfish boils, not necessarily for keeping stuff cold, because, you know, you boil it, but, you know, you put all your hot crawfish in there, it'll stay hot for 3 hours. Just, I mean, like, out of the boiling water hot.
And let me tell you what the one we have to give away is. It's a 22-quart It's under 10 pounds. It's for more like a day trip, or if you have a construction worker in your family that likes to take his lunch, it would be great for that. Just a little portable 10-pound one. The walls are 2 inches thick, and it'll keep the ice for 2 or 3 days. So that's really nice for someone who has to work outside.
And then we've got another item that we'll talk about after the break. It's we certainly don't need it today. Or Jen, you've got the information there right now. This Honeywell Evap cooler for the backyard patios.
I do. It cools up to 320 square feet. It's an indoor outdoor cooler. It doesn't run on a compressor, so it's real low energy use, and it's got a timer and an alarm in case it runs out of water. Rolls around on casters. It's a really slick, modern-looking little unit.
That'd be a good little addition for that new patio you're remodeling in our front yard. Can we win?
No, this is a giveaway.
Oh.
That's fun to give away, so we're going to tell you how you can win that.
And yeah. Because our topic of the day is outdoor living, both of these are for outdoor living, so we'll do it in the 10 o'clock hour.
Okay, and we'll
make it up on the fly.
We'll figure out the rules between now and then.
I'm thinking the Canyon cooler, somebody that comes by the inn. You know, okay. we'll make it specifically for, I won't say someone from Prescott, but, you know, people here now. You could have come up from Tucson or Green Valley for the art show. You can still win, too. And then the Evap cooler, I'll figure it out by the time we get there.
Sounds good. It's Rosie on the house. Our lines are open at 1-888-767-4348. If you've got a project you'd like to try and tackle around your house, home, castle, or cabin, feel free to give us a ring now. We're here visiting in Prescott with our good friend Tom Riley of Renovations, full-service design, build, remodeling for those in the Yavapai County area. We've got a lot of people from Phoenix that come up and visit you, I guess, huh?
Yes.
All right.
We enjoy those folks.
Absolutely. Well, folks, we're going to be back right after this. Hang on.